WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. This is going to be fun. We are doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on Friday at Conrad's in advance, on Oaks Day, we would say, on Friday in Perry Hall. We're going to be giving away some Maryland lottery scratch-offs with Betty Boop. We're also going to be talking about our friends at Goodwill and our friends at Window Nation and having crab cakes with friends. I wish I could get this guy, but this is going to be the greatest segment of the week. Dick Girardi, my lifer pal, one-time Sports First colleague back in 1984, is literally trackside. He could jump on a horse right now. Dick, where are you?
I am at Churchill Downs on the backstretch, and yes, there are horses behind me, and across the way, you can see the twin spikes.
Who's going to win the race?
Epicenter is going to win the race, and if he doesn't, I'll be wrong again, and I've been wrong before.
But you've been right so many times. You have been.
This is true.
Give everybody a lowdown on what you're doing, because you're at the track. You're going to be here 2 weeks from now. They're going to run this Preakness race. I'm going to get with you before the Preakness where you're not on the backstretch, and I'm not going to hold you too long with the wind coming in and all this, these workouts you have going on out there.
That's right.
The race this week, Baffert, that's the story that people like me know about, right? There's no Bob Baffert. Run me through that. When I text Bob next week to come on the show, is he going to come on?
He is not going to come on. He's really not talking to anybody. He just doesn't want to take any chances during the suspension because he knows there's people that are not happy with him. So, yeah, he's declining all interviews. It's interesting. My friend Danny Gibson and I just went by Barn 33, where he always holds court here at Churchill, week of the Derby. All the signs are down. You would never know he had a horse that's won the Triple Crown. It's kind of sad, actually, walking by there. But, yes, it's a huge story that he's not here, obviously under suspension, because of the Medina Spirit positive test after last year's Derby.
Look, you know, I chase you guys around, and Preakness Week, this thing goes away 11 months, and then it puts a bright spotlight on, beginning literally right now with you down there with the Twin Spires behind you. For Baffert and for what this means, I go back to last year. I had Randy Moss on Preakness Week, and, you know, all the scuttlebutt. I had Bob on about 36 hours before he got thrown out, right? So, like, I had a piece with Bob where he's sitting in front of the world out in L.A. having a good time doing what he was doing. And a day and a half later, the world changes. I had you on, I think, on the backside of that. But Randy Moss said to me, horse racing has a drug problem. It's always had a drug problem. It's now – like, I've never heard anybody just step out and say, this is a – that the industry was dirty, like in the way that Lance Armstrong has sort of forever sullied cycling in some way. And the baseball thing should have been sullied, but based on McGuire, also, so all those guys and what the Bonds, all, I don't leave him out, Clemens, I'll get them all in there. Do you feel that way about your industry? You've dedicated your life to this, Dick.
I don't. I think there are some bad people in it. Yeah. I mean, one of them's in jail for 5 years. Another one is going to go on trial next year. Do I think Baffert should be mentioned alongside those people? I do not. He's not remotely Lance Armstrong. What happened was a legal therapeutic medication, anti-inflammatory, that you can't have on race day. So he made a huge mistake. Horse should have gotten disqualified. Didn't have a problem with him getting suspended. I don't like the fact that he's become persona non grata of the sport. I think that's a mistake by the people that are running the game. There are people who have done many, many worse things than Bob Baffert in this game.
Well, how do we know what Baffert did? I mean, and listen, I want to defend Bob. I like Bob. You like Bob.
Well, I'll tell you what he did.
Bob's been good for horse racing.
Master, I'll tell you exactly what happened. I mean, it was this medication. It's an anti-inflammatory, betamethasone. It was in an ointment that they gave the horse for a skin condition. And they made a terrible mistake because they had this ingredient in it. It's banned on race day. And that's what happened. I mean, but it wasn't like some performance enhancer that helped Medina Spirit run faster. That's not what it was.
Well, in the case of and if you can have your camera person move the a little closer to you, I'll get a better mic on you. Dick Girardi's here. Dick, tell me what you're doing, because I always want to say Philadelphia Daily News, and I always want to talk. But you're there representing whom and what this week, and tell people how they can be involved from up here, because I got friends over at Chaucer throwing derby parties. It's a big deal here.
Yeah, so I'm here for Let's Go Racing, which is our horse racing show that's on in Philly every Saturday, 10 to 10:30. And I'm here with the host, Danny Gibson, her first time at the Derby. It's my 34th. So yeah, that's what I'm doing here this week, and that's who I'm representing.
Danny's going to have the greatest week of her life, right? Like literally, I mean, we're doing this early. Don't even
100%.
Any Derby pie? Any brown things?
Last night,
all that did it all.
We were at Pat's Steaks. We had We had steak. We had lima beans. We had Derby pie. Yeah, don't get any better than that, man.
You do that brown that brown Kentucky brown thing, whatever it's called.
Hot brown? No, I'm not a hot brown person. That's not happening.
What is hot brown?
Nah, I don't. It's like a mess. It's like burgoo. It's like, I don't even know what it all is. I'm not going there.
They think they're French down there.
Steak's fine. None of that stuff.
Dick, I'm not going to hold you forever. You already gave me the winner of the race.
I did.
Set the race up a little bit as this happens this week, because whenever the Derby happens, there's 18 horses, there's two stalls, it's a mess. It's long. These horses are young. We can go through. Dan Fogelberg wrote a great song about it. Go listen to the Run for the Roses.
But for
this.
The Roses.
Right, but for this race, tell me what we're looking for this week, Dick.
So we got 20 horses, and then
just 20.
Right, we have one starting gate as of 2 years ago that came. Now they have a 20 stall starting gate, and we have 3-year-olds running this distance, a mile and a quarter, the first time. So that, and we in this particular race, we have 3 or 4 horses who should be near the front, including Taba and Messier, and I'm hoping Epicenter as they come out of the first turn. And I will tell you this, Crown Pride, the Japanese horse, was brilliant this morning in his final workout for the race. So keep that horse in mind if you're looking for some walk shots.
All right. Well, I there's a chance I'm going to be with Barry Trotz on Saturday night in Elmont, New York, seeing John Mayer. So I'm going. I'm doing this backwards. I'm going to be at Belmont while you're at the Derby. Our friends at the Chaucer are having a huge Derby party, so I want to give a nod to Brian there. Messier, by the way, any chance for Messier? I once sat on Mark Messier's lap in a media shuttle after the All Star game in Pittsburgh at the Igloo. It's true. It's a very true story. Kevin Lowe was laughing about it, but that's another. Nonetheless, Messier, any chance?
Yeah, he's got a chance. Sure. I mean, I think his chances to get out in front and stay there. The last two Derbies, the first horse across the wire was ridden by John Velasquez. Same way, loose on the lead and gone. That's how I try to win the race with Messier on Saturday.
Dick, do you have any fun at the Derby? Because, I mean, you and I have been lamenting the loss of the Preakness most of our adult lives, that every year it gets a little more dreary, a little bit more further away, and I know we're trying to get up the hill here at Baltimore Positive and figure it out. I haven't been to the Derby in a decade. My wife got cancer 8 years ago now. The last time we went, she was a blonde. So I don't think I've been since like seven or eight or nine, right? So it's been a decade and some change since I've been to the Kentucky Derby. If I come down there right now, if I summon Steve Bisciotti's private jet and I fly down there and land right now, is it still going to be the greatest 72 hours of my life the way it once was?
As long as you're in the right spot when you get to the track, like we were wandering around the suites this morning, Nestor, you need to be in a suite. In fact, Danny will join you in that suite because she definitely wants to hang out.
We lost the video on you. So, yeah, I see Danny nodding her head saying, yes, she'll be in the suite. Yeah.
And now we're back. Now, I just had a low battery. I just got to charge it again. I should be back now. You'll absolutely have a great time. But, yeah, you need to plan ahead a little bit, Nestor. If you show up at the last minute, it's not going to be as good.
Wow. I love the Derby. It's the greatest event I've ever attended and by the way, Dick, I want you to know, we might get World Cup games in your hometown of Baltimore, just
nice.
So you know. So if that were to happen, I would then say that would be the greatest thing that you could attend that's not the Kentucky Derby. But for me, I've been to 28 Super Bowls, dude. I've been all over the world. The Derby is the one thing that if I get rich and stupid and just have too much time on my hands, it's something I probably would fly in and do every year because it's fun.
There you go. Now, I want to go to Anfield to see Liverpool play, but I get it. I understand what you're saying.
You can come to M&T Bank Stadium and see Portugal square off against Denmark in 4 years or something
like
that.
I'm not interested in that. I want to see Liverpool. They're my squad.
You know what I'm interested in doing? I'm interested in going to Palestra with you and seeing a basketball game, but I am coming to Philadelphia. My wife has a crush on the Sting guy, not the wrestler, the rock star. So he's playing at the Met. You've been to the Met in Philadelphia?
No.
It's beautiful. It looks beautiful inside. So I'm coming to Philly. I need a cheesesteak with you next Tuesday, all right?
We can do it. Let's do it, man.
2 weeks from now, I'm going to visit with you where you're stable, all right?
All right.
And Danny can come, too, if she wants. That's fine. Put her on the show. Put any of your horse racing buddies on. Get Byer. Get any of those people. And we're going to talk about the Preakness, and we'll do that sanely 2 weeks from now because – Dick, you know how important it is to my town. I mean, I'm wearing my State Fair shirt, and you're from Baltimore. We're always perpetually worried about the Preakness, but the Preakness always has the Derby winner, and you're going to bring that.
Correct.
Derby winner is Epa?
Center. Epicenter. There you go.
All right. Well, you've been the epicenter of horse racing and business. Plug your thing again. Tell everybody where to find you and your show and all that.
Yeah. It is called Let's Go Racing. It's on every Saturday, PHL 17 in Philly, 10 to 10:30 a.m.
All right. Dick, I love you. Always have. And have fun out there. Please have a mint julep for me, please. All right.
You got it. All right, Nestor. See you.
Dress nice on Saturday. All right. Do us proud up here in Ridgely's Delight. All right.
Yeah, I got my tuxedo. I'm ready for Saturday.
He does not have a tuxedo. He is Dick Girardi. He has been my friend from the beginning. We will grab him stably in another condition 2 weeks from now in advance of the Preakness, where Epicenter will have the roses all around them, and Bob Baffert will be avoiding my call. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking horse racing and Baltimore positive from Trackside in the Twin Spires in Louisville.